You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons Family Matters podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up. I'm Lisa Oppenheimer, and today we're going to talk about the one thing all parents seem to have in common. That would be guilt. No matter what we do for a living, we all seem to share the same worry about whether our work-life choices are ruining our kids. But my guest today says you can stop worrying. Pam Lenahan has written a book about what children learn from working mothers. She's going to share with us some research today showing once and for all that the kids are going to be okay. Pam, welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm a working mother, and I now have a daughter who's a working mother with three children and a stepdaughter who's a working mother with two children. So I'm very familiar with the topic.
So your book, My Mother, My Mentor, is a breath of fresh air for all the moms and dads out there wondering whether going to work every day is doing bad things for our kids. So how can you help us feel better about this?
Many Americans think that a child would be better off if one parent stayed at home, but I questioned that. I've always worked and my kids turned out fine, and so did those of my working friends. Were we lucky or were we really the norm? So I decided to do research and wrote the book, which includes the results of nearly 70 interviews and an online survey of more than 1,200 people. And the results are that the children of working mothers go to college at the same rate, get married and have children as often, and most importantly, report being just as happy as the children whose mothers stayed at home. I want working mothers to know that their children will not only survive, they will thrive. So whether mothers work outside the home or not, children turn out the same.
So that last part is, I have to tell you, such a great point, because I have been on all sides of this equation. I have been a stay-at-home mom, I have been a working mom, and I've actually been a freelancer somewhere in between. And at every juncture, I had people ready and willing to tell me that I was making the wrong choice. And so one of the things I especially loved about this book was that it didn't take sides in the mommy wars. You were really clear this wasn't an instruction manual for whether to work or stay home, or whether one was right or wrong.
Every family is unique. Women will move in and out of the workforce based on their personal circumstances. We need to remember that all mothers are working mothers. Some of us just get paid for working outside the home.
So, all right, let's go to the research. What would be the first thing you would want women to know?
Don't feel guilty about working. Today, more than 70% of women with children under the age of 18 are in the workforce. In today's economy, you often need two incomes to live in a community with good schools. Parents want extra money so their children can participate in sports, take music lessons, travel. College is expensive, and parents need to save so children don't have school loans. Women also work because they love what they do, and this is a great example for their children. In many ways, we work for our children as much as ourselves. And one thing I'd like to mention is that I've gone around and done a lot of speaking on the book, and what surprised me is about half of the people in the room are not working mothers. They are the children of working mothers, and they want to be sure that I and the other people in the room know what a great job their mother did.
So in other words, we can look forward to our children bragging us about us sometime in the future.
Eventually.
Well, that is excellent to know. But you know, it really is interesting to hear and really nice to hear that you know, we really are working for our children as well as ourselves.
We think much more about working than our children do. Children get up and they go to daycare or school, and the parents go to work. That's just the way it is. They think work is normal. When they're older and they look back on their childhood, children say they got a strong work ethic from their mother. This is especially true of their daughters.
But, you know, I'm thinking this is probably pretty important for sons to see, too. I mean, we say a lot here that women, to be able to succeed at work, we're going to have to not just rethink women's roles, but we're going to have to think about how we see men's roles at home as well. And your work shows that women in the workforce help get rid of those stereotypes that hold both of those things back.
That is so true. Whatever job you have is what children think is normal. So I know that one of the women I interviewed said that at one point her young son turned to her and said, "Mom, can boys be lawyers too?" And a mother and daughter both told me the same story. The mother was an accountant, and she had a long commute into the city. We were just talking about a lot of the traffic here in Boston. And the father worked at a factory that was near their home, and he was with a shift that got out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it made sense in that family for the father to do the grocery shopping and be the person who cooked the dinner. Now, come holiday time, the elementary school teacher had the children making presents for the parents, and they had the children making potholders for the mothers and keychains for the fathers. But when Christmas came, this little girl reversed them. She gave her father the potholder and the mother the keychain, because that would make sense in their family.
I love that. I mean, that really is so important. It really is a conversation that we have here so often. We really do have to give men permission to do those kinds of jobs, in addition to giving women permission to do jobs, you know, professional jobs. Well, and another thing that we talk about here is not just about your own mindset, but how so much of success at work depends on how you feel about the support you have at home. Having someone, especially that you feel great about taking care of your kids, that's critical. If you're worried about your kids, you can't think. And you've taken it a step further, though, and you've said that having great childcare isn't just for mom and dad to go to work. That your research says that going to a great center that for kids, having other adults around is actually great for them.
That's true. I think the first thing that I advise women who are thinking about having children is that you've got to get the child care taken care of, because that's just so important, knowing that your children are someplace safe during the day. And you should know that the children all had very fond memories of their caretakers, and they had fun times when they were there. So here they were years later talking about the Halloween parties and the holiday parties and the art that they did. They really seemed to enjoy their time in child care. And we as parents think we're the only ones raising our children, but that's just not true. There are many other adults in the children's lives, from caretakers to teachers, coaches, and grandparents. The children of working mothers also participated in sports and other activities more often than the children whose mothers stayed at home. So maybe they were exposed to more adults outside the home. And the children liked these adults, each of whom played a different role, from teaching them new skills to broadening their horizons to giving them confidence. So parents should really welcome this village, since it gives their children a richer life experience.
You know, it's really funny when you talked about the fond memories children have their caretakers. We hear so many stories of people going off to college, and before they go off to college, they stop at their child care center to talk to their teacher they had when they were 4 or 5 years old. And I've heard that time after time. I find that so fascinating, but that seems to feed right into what you're talking about here, how important those people are.
They are, and these children actually remember their names. So it's not as if it's just some generic person. They actually remember the people by name who took care of them, which is wonderful.
Well, I think I even remember some of those people in my life. I think I really do. So let's talk some brass tacks here for parents. What kind of strategies can you share with mothers and fathers about how to manage it all and make this big puzzle come together?
Children love having time with their parents. It's about the attention and the focus on them. When asked about their favorite regular family activity, family meals was mentioned twice as often as the next choice. But it doesn't have to be every night, and it doesn't even have to be dinner. For some families, it was Sunday dinner. For others, breakfast was the time to gather and talk about the day. It's about the conversation, not the food. When asked about favorite special family activities, vacation was the top choice. Kids especially like going away because the family was all together and experiencing new things. Even if you decide to stay home, take the children to a park or museum. Don't use your vacation time to clean out the garage or paint the guest room. Your children want you to take all of your vacation days and focus on them. Even everyday activities count as family time for a child. When asked about special memories, many children mention grocery shopping. They remember sitting in the cart, getting pushed up and down the aisles, and talking to their mother. I used to take my own daughter shopping with me and take boxes and cans off the shelves and explain what was in them. To this day, she swears she learned how to read in the grocery store.
She's probably an ace with ingredients. You know, that's probably a relief to a lot of parents. I know that a lot of us feel guilt about, so many of us are just trained to think that family time has to involve classical training or classical music or foreign language instruction or something, you know, really highbrow to be meaningful. And it sounds like what you're saying is that everyday activities that you really focus on your kids are great.
It really is just the time. After family meals came watching TV as a family, outdoor activities, and by that people meant just playing in the backyard or taking a walk, and cooking or baking for the girls and sports for the boys. And I know that people are maybe surprised I said TV, because they worry about the children spending too much time in front of the television. But if it's done as a family, it's really like sitting around the fireplace together. One young man said that his family watched the news while they were getting dinner ready, and after dinner was ready, they would turn off the TV and then sit down at the table and talk about what's going on in the world. Another mother talked about how on either a Friday or Saturday night, she would line their den with blankets and pillows, and she would pop popcorn, and they would pick out a movie, and they would all watch a family movie together, and she would call these her nests.
I love that. When my kids growing up, we had a couple of shows that were our special family time, and the really nice thing about it is it took no convincing to get them to join us. It was purely voluntary, and so many of our inside family jokes can be traced back to those days that we would share around the TV. So it's so nice to hear that TV is not a bad thing. One other thing I found really interesting, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, is that working mothers have this great future benefit in that they help kids later on. So when kids have grown up and they're going into the workforce, they are an incredible resource from working mothers are an incredible resource. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it was interesting that even when both parents worked, it was the mother that grown children found more useful in the work world. I expected mothers helping with the resume and the interview clothes, but what the children wanted to talk about was their mother helping them find the right career for themselves. One son said that his mother understood what he was good at, what jobs were available, and what he should focus on. She couldn't tell him what to do, but what he should be thinking about. A daughter said her mother helped her find her voice and tell potential employers who she was and why she was a good fit. Many of the grown children said they continue to talk to their mothers about their careers. I know that both of my kids call me on their way home from work, and so my daughter takes a train, and when she gets off that train, I take that phone call no matter where I am, because that 9 minutes is the time I get to talk to her during the day. And even if we're in a different industry than our children, they respect the mother's perspective, and the mother continues to act as a sounding board. We don't know what jobs our kids will eventually have, but if we can teach them good people skills, we've given them something that will last them a lifetime. I know some listeners out there have little children, and they wonder how this applies to them. But it just reminded me what one mother said when she didn't realize that being a mother was a lifetime job.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. I love that. I have the same experience with my kids. They call me when they're coming home from work. And that was sort of a rule growing up, too, one of my hard, fast rules is if my kids wanted to talk to me, whatever I was doing, I stopped doing it. If they had something to tell me, it was important for me to pay attention to them. So for people who are in the heat of this right now, who are really trying to figure this all out, what kind of advice do you have?
I don't like the phrase work-life balance because it implies that everything should be equal. In reality, there are days when you need to put more time and energy into your family and days when your career needs more attention. Work life isn't a balance, it's a puzzle, and the pieces are different sizes every day. So every family is going to decide how that puzzle fits together, and I heard some great ideas from some of the people I spoke with. One couple split dinner duty by week. One week she planned the dinner, and the next week he did, and you couldn't complain about it. It was up to the person who was making the decision. It didn't matter whether the person in charge cooked, used leftovers, or did takeout. What was important is just one person had to take charge. Many parents split up the driving activities depending upon their interests. In one family, the father became the hockey dad and the mother was the ballet mom. And I know that sounds very sexist. I should add that there are other families where it was the mother who had played ice hockey and she was the one who took the kids to their skating lessons. But for everyone, there was this benefit that their children had great talks with them while they were driving in the car. And even if you're transporting other kids, maybe sometimes you just want to sit down and listen, because whatever they're saying to their friends is what's important to them. Another mother had a deal with some stay-at-home mothers. The working mother did all the weekend driving, including taking the children to special activities like movies and plays, because she was very musically inclined, and the stay-at-home mothers covered her during the week. So I think what we have to realize is there's no perfect way to do everything, and you just can't be so hard on yourself. I tell people, don't compare yourself to Martha Stewart. She has a staff.
That is such a good point. We are so hard on ourselves, aren't we?
We are.
Oh, we really got to get over that. And back to your point about the car, I learned so much about my kids just by driving.
Yes.
That was the best time.
I know. There are times when you feel like you're more of a chauffeur than a mother, but those are good years too.
Yeah, no, really. And you share music together. And no, the car, I actually loved being in the car with them. I still do. So any final thoughts? What can we leave people with?
Well, I want working mothers to remember that they teach their children wonderful life skills. The first is independence. Working mothers know that they're not always going to be there, so they teach their children how to make decisions on their own. The second is resilience. Working mothers bring their work challenges home and talk about how they overcame them. These mothers know that their children will face many problems in their lifetime, and they need to teach children how to solve their own problems. Third is confidence. Mothers work hard to give children confidence, and the children of working mothers say they do. One daughter said, "She taught me to be comfortable who I am, to be confident." Fourth is strong work ethic. Working mothers lead by example. As one daughter said, "Her biggest influence on me has been my work ethic. I see her work hard and see the time and effort she puts into her job and her family. If she can do it, I can do it." And the fifth are people skills. Working mothers teach their children very explicitly how to treat people and what behavior is acceptable. As one son said, "She didn't preach it to us. She just demonstrated it every day." So let's remember the strong role model working mothers provide their children. My conclusion was that mothers are doing a great job raising their children.
Well, that's great to hear. And it sounds like if mothers are contented with their lives, they're going to raise contented children too.
That is true.
Well, Pam, thank you so much. I have learned so much from this. I really appreciate it. That is about all the time we have today. I want to say thank you again to Pam and let you know that if you want to get more information about Pam's work or read her book, you can find it at mymothermymentor.com. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.